Hey friends, welcome to the Grace Enough podcast. I am your host, Amber Cullum. Each episode, I sit down with a guest to discuss their life journey and how the grace of God has impacted them along the way. After listening to today's episode, I hope you are encouraged that God can use you right now in the midst of your day-to-day life. Yes, it requires daily surrender and trust, but we must remember His grace is enough. It's hard to believe the day is here, the day that I'm launching Grace Enough Podcast. Do you have that thing in your life that you've put a lot of time, energy, and effort into, and then you decide to launch it out into the world, and fear can take over? Well, that's kind of how I feel right now. But I'm so grateful for those of you listening, for those of you who have trusted me on this journey thus far. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the why behind Grace Enough. What influenced me to start Grace Enough? I was debating whether I should even share this because this will be an interview podcast, but I wanted to share a little bit of this story because I feel there are so many podcasts out there, and I know I have been asked and I have also wondered, why would I start a podcast? Well, the story begins in the spring of 2018. I was invited by a friend to attend a tea at Sugar Magnolia in Wake Forest. My dear friend Allison had arranged the speaker, and after tea, we filled into a room where Bomi Roberson, who is a wife of a pastor and also a women's minister at her church, spoke about Ruth and Naomi. And for the first time, a Bible story that I had heard many times was given new life by Bomi. She challenged the women in the room to dream again. And I won't go into all the details of what she shared, but I will say her challenge to me to dream again started me on a journey of asking a lot of questions. You see, I'm a mom to three little kids. I have Bennett, who is 8 years old. I have Zoe, who is 6 years old. And I have Levi, who is 3 years old. To say that I am in the thick of parenting and often days exhausted and questioning who I am as a person is an understatement. And so Bomi's challenge to dream again had me thinking about how the time will come when the demands on my time will not be so focused on getting someone to the bathroom or making sure people have their teeth brushed or making sure breakfast is on the table, because those things are slowly going to be activities that my children can do on their own. And so when I sat down and began to dream, I crossed a questionnaire that asked me, what do I love? When I began thinking about what I loved, the big two topics were Jesus and engaging women. And then I was asked, what do I like to talk about? And again, topics such as Jesus, mothering, challenges in all areas of life came to the surface. But the big one was people's stories. I love to hear people's stories. I love to get to know people. I mean, let's just be honest. If you know me and you're listening to this, you know that I enjoy talking about most things. If you don't know me and you stick around this podcast, you'll learn. Talking comes very natural to me. And so when I started dreaming about what includes talking to people about Jesus and about their life, the first thing that popped into my head was a podcast. I viewed it as an opportunity to sit down and talk with women about their story, about the way that Jesus had impacted their life. And I toyed around with names like Faith Spoken, Beautiful Branches, and a few others before settling on Grace Enough. And if you're wondering why I chose Grace Enough, there are a few reasons. First of all, if we have the definition of grace, we know from a biblical perspective that's God's unmerited favor. Grace is a concept that I did not embrace easily. You see, in the last several years, I have been learning that I still in my subconscious mind think that I can work to earn God's favor, whether it be through the way my kids act, the way that I act, the way that I treat people, the way that I serve Him at church and in the community, the way that I study His word and pray. But recently, a dear friend of mine who will be interviewed on this podcast in the future brought it to my attention that I am still living as a slave. And what does that mean, living as a slave? You know, when Israel was released from captivity, they were no longer slaves of Pharaoh. They were able to go and embrace the promised land. But so often they longed to go back to what they knew, to their time in Egypt, because it was familiar. And how often I live that way too, thinking that I can please God through my works. And not so much please him, because I do think that he beams over us when we give of our hearts to him through service. But it's not something that earns his love or his favor. We only earn his favor through the grace, mercy, and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And so grace enough is God's grace, God's unmerited favor is enough in your life for him to use you. His use of you is not based upon what you will or will not do. Yes, we may face and suffer consequences of poor actions, but it doesn't mean that he is pouring his favor upon you any less. And that is a concept I am still learning to embrace. I'm learning to live moment to moment. And so often I even find myself going back and living a slave's lifestyle, maybe not in every area of my life, but in specific areas where I struggle. When I sit down and truly examine it, I realize that I'm living as a slave. And so with that said, I decided on grace enough, unmerited favor to you, the believer who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, is enough for you to live freely in him and to serve him with your whole heart, knowing that he is going to use you no matter what.
And now we'll have a few words for my children.
My name is Bennett, and I am 8 years old, and what I think about my mom starting a podcast is that it's really cool for my mom to start a podcast. We've listened to podcasts, and it's cool that mommy's starting one.
Do you have any idea what my podcast is about?
You're interviewing people?
Do you know what we're going to talk about?
No. Hello, my name's Zoe, and I am 6 years old, and what I think about my mom doing a podcast is, well, I can't believe she actually was able to start it, because she said she was going to start it, and like 3 months later, she actually started it, finally. I'm Levi.
What's your name?
Levi.
How old are you?
Wait, I know, three.
And what do you think about mommy starting a podcast?
Maybe already started.
You think I should already start it?
And it's cool.
You think it's cool?
Thank you for listening to the Grace Enough podcast. Tune in next time.